The current measures put in place by the Ontario government have become extremely concerning. Late this afternoon, we were made aware of a couple of positive COVID-19 cases at a local daycare that our children attend. As per the communication received, the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit is aware of the cases but did not give any direction to close contacts. Things are to remain normal for children and staff who do not have symptoms. Our local hospital COVID-19 assessment center is refusing tests to anyone who is not a healthcare provider. Our children are confirmed close contact with these individuals that have tested positive, yet we cannot get them tested. Our youngest has asthma, and thus is at high risk for an adverse reaction. She is also not old enough to be vaccinated. Daycares are not required to have the children mask, nor is she able to with her health condition. They're also not required to social distance, which really isn't possible given the age of the children typically in daycare. I would like to question why we would not be able to get tested, why as a close contact they are not required to isolate, and more importantly, why the government has placed so many restrictions on businesses like restaurants, and capacity limits on most other businesses if close contacts do not even need to isolate. Over Christmas holidays, our children become ill and had all of the common Omicron symptoms. Based on the government's isolation requirements, they only needed to isolate for 5 days as they were under 12 years of age. We were around family who had just flown back into the country from Jamaica, where they were mouth swabbed, and noted as a PCR nasal test so it would come back negative. We contacted the assessment center locally, and were refused testing, despite the above, because none of us were healthcare providers. Because of this 5-day isolation, and daycare being back in the beginning of January, as well as symptoms improving, the children attended daycare. We are now questioning whether it was our children that spread it, as we were not able to confirm. I think it's time that the government re-evaluate the restrictions and closures that were put into effect this month, given how, seriously, they are taking this virus, especially when it comes to children. If children, school age and not school age, can contract COVID, and not have to isolate after it's been confirmed, how serious is this virus? Why are we shutting down businesses? Why are we bankrupting businesses? The assessment center has advised us to treat as the common cold, and isolate for 5 days if symptomatic. If we are treating this as the common cold like we have for centuries, we should not be restricted on what we can and cannot do, and businesses should be able to operate as per normal. I would like a response, more so, from the elected dignitaries, as well as Medical Officer of Health Jim Chirico. Thank you, Cody Lefebvre, North Bay.